Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. Countries are dumping our treasuries left and right. They are abandoning the dollar. They are seeking other currencies to do bilateral trade. It absolutely blows me away that there are first off people that have zero clue just because they're not into economics. What blows me away is sometimes comments make its way through from complete and utter fools. I say that because the other day I received a text or an a comment about someone that was so enraged saying, you know, I'm a doom and gloom fear monger. And I said, all I do is read the news. I don't know what to tell you. I'm reading the news. I'm showing you facts. They said, no one is dumping the dollar. The dollar is going to remain the world's reserve currency. You do not know what you're talking about. Stop filling the people with fear. I watched Jerome Powell state in front of Congress that in his opinion, he does not see the US dollar continuing as the only reserve currency in the world. I would love to stand in front, and I wouldn't argue, because he who argues with a fool becomes a fool. But it's like you gotta Jedi mind mess with him, right? And go, you are a complete and utter moron because you can't accept facts, and then let them roll. And just every once in a while, you got to do that. You just got to. Who here understands what I'm talking about? But when you start to argue with a fool and trying to show a fool what's really happening, you're just going to spin in circles. The story is out of Watcher.Guru. It says China dumps the largest U.S. treasuries in history. It says BRICS member China dumped a record number of U.S. treasuries and agency debt bonds worth a staggering $53.3 billion. Historically, this is the largest sell-off initiated by China ever recorded and occurred during the first quarter of 2024. The sell-off data comes at a time when the U.S. fell to its one-month low at $104.20. All right. So we just heard that we're at a record sell-off. They've been continually selling. They've been a net seller of treasuries for years now. And China is obviously not the only one. But how many of you watched the announcement from Putin and Xi Jinping from China talking about the bilateral trade agreements and that the strength of the two economies coming together and how important it is? And Russia had announced that 90%, I believe, I'm going off memory, 90% of all transactions that Russia is now doing is out of the dollar. It is in another currency or other currencies outside of the dollar. We have massive, massive superpowers that have walked away. This is why the 10-year bond stays high and to be honest with you, I'm so shocked, quite frankly, that it's not much higher right now. But then again, that shows the level of understanding of most people in this country. And I would tell you, please understand, I believe most money managers are completely clueless. They go to school. Most money managers in our country, I think, have an average age of like 30, 32 right now, I believe, if my memory serves me right. They didn't go through the great financial crisis. They didn't study a ton of history when it comes to economics. They just do what their bosses tell them to do. And if their bosses are making a certain margin on what they're buying and selling, they're fat, dumb, and happy. And what blows me away is that most people believe that if you drive a fancy car, you wear a suit, and you're an investment banker, that you know everything. But just, you know, the great financial crisis happened with the same amount of complete tools at the helm, you know, wearing fancy suits, driving fancy cars, saying they're investment bankers. Our country still went through the greatest financial crisis since the Great Depression. And it's not going to be different this time. The BRICS nations are becoming so powerful, it is just absolutely insane. It says here, China and other BRICS countries have been offloading U.S. treasuries worth billions since 2022. The Communist Party, the Communist country has a record of dumping the highest in the last 2 years. Well, it's because they have more than most countries. So it's just common logic. But you know what? Logic ain't so common anymore, if you know what I mean. Type one if you agree. The development indicates that BRICS and other developing countries want to move away from owning U.S. assets as a reserve. Because, look, our government printed, well, we don't have the most current data, but for a three-month period, let's say about 2 months ago, the government, we found out, printed $1 trillion just to keep this Ponzi scheme alive and to keep Joe Biden's son, you know, busy downtown Las Vegas. The uncontrolled debt of $34.4 trillion is worrisome, making BRICS rely on local currencies and not the dollar. Don't worry, BRICS current countries. You're not even quoting. That's just the government debt. We're not even talking about the quadrillion pretty much in derivatives. All right. Even close ally to the U.S., Belgium, dumped $22 billion worth of treasuries during the same period. That's a lot of chocolate. This shows that even European nations are beginning to distance themselves from the U.S. economy, including selling off bonds and treasuries. Look, here's the truth. You are in an amazingly exclusive club. In 2008, from January, actually in the spring of 2008, I was losing my mind when Bear Stearns closed their doors. A financial institution that had been around for decades and decades, I mean, gosh darn near a century. I had already been warning all of my family and friends, churches, anyone I could find on the street, sell your home, we're going into a housing crash, and nobody got it. And by 2008, things were like, yeah, something doesn't feel right. Those are the comments I would get. I was absolutely losing my mind. To be honest with you, I was having a hard time dealing with reality. In January of 2020, I addressed my fire department and got very emotional. And I said, this flu that's coming is going to change all of your lives and you need to prepare now. And I gave them the buy gold, buy silver, buy Bitcoin speech. They mocked me. They laughed. And I look back now and it's the exact same thing I said as I left the department. I said, the last words I want you to hear me say is buy gold, buy silver, buy Bitcoin. Your lives are all about to change. Every single one of their lives are now different forever. I just saw another banker, two bankers, investment bankers, have dropped of cardiac arrest suddenly, one at a soccer game and one somewhere else. And they're attributing it to the sudden deaths of their job, the high stress of banking. Everyone's life has fundamentally changed. And what blows me away, right now we are in a collapse, an economic collapse. Please understand that. I don't give a crap. Actually, I do, because it's really funny how high the stock market is. Because what most people don't realize is they only attribute wealth to numbers. They don't attribute wealth to the longevity of your finances. They just, how much is in my bank account, right? Or actually, what's really sad is most people don't have any money in their bank. They have it all in a 401k, which can drop like a rock like that. We've seen it happen twice. All the indexes dropped minimum around 50%. From in 2000, 2001, and from 2007 to 2009. So we've seen two crashes. 50% is a crash. Would you agree? Type yes if you'd agree. Type no if you wouldn't. 50% is a crash, right? This one going to be a lot more than 50%, just so you know. Because this is the everything bubble. And what this time has that no other crash has had in recent history is inflation. So you have a panic out of banks. Banks are crashing. They are right now. I mean, we have big people on Wall Street predicting like another 80 to 800 banks collapsing in the next few years. We've already seen a bank crash last year that's bigger on a dollar scale than all of 2008, right? But since we have inflation, what's happening is people are racing for yield. So they are pulling money out of bank accounts, putting money in money markets, putting in this S&P, they're putting in crypto. Look at gold and silver. Silver is about to hit, what, $32 an ounce. I really hope it goes down. I hope silver crashes because I understand the long-term payout on silver. I want to buy it cheaper. But the thing is, I don't follow Stellar too much. My point being is that we're in a moment where people will laugh at you because you'll say the economy is collapsing. You're like, have you not seen the stock market? Well, I can guarantee you this. I want you to all do this. Let me ask you this first. Type two, if you've tried to warn people and they go, you're crazy. Look at the stock market, right? But we're in a moment last year where stocks were going up because based on how many people they laid off, when a large company would say, hey, we laid off X amount of people, stock traders like, yes, we're buying the stock. Well, we laid people off actually because we don't sell as much crap. Doesn't matter. That's right. Okay, so number two, this is what I want you to do. I want you to Google the Venezuelan stock market indexes and pull up a 15-year chart. And then I want you to find there's a spot where that thing just went, woof, it just rolled up. And then I want you to pull up a chart of Venezuela's inflation numbers, and you're going to line them up perfectly. And so what these people don't understand, and I watched it at my fire department, in 2006, I put all of my money into bonds. I did it in 2002. And I watched everybody's retirements drop by 50%. I then just rolled over from bonds back into the indexes, and I absolutely crushed it. Now, that's about to happen again. I can't wait for bond defaults. Because bond defaults are going to turn government bonds, I believe, into almost junk status. And there's going to be a period where everyone's scared. And there's a certain point in that cycle where you start picking up government bonds, municipal bonds, tax-free muni bonds, holy cow, at really high rates because everything's going to stabilize again. The depression, we got over it. We got happy again, right? And so you're a part of, so when you see those people that sit there and they say, have you seen the stock market? You're crazy. Say, this is what Venezuela, if you want to. And at a certain point, you can't convince a fool of anything intelligent. You just can't do it. And I love it when people judge me by my looks. I love it when people judge me by what I wear. I used to do this all the time. I'll tell them something I know would change their lives financially in a second if they did it. They're too dumb because of how they look at me or how they judge my words. I'm going to tell you something that's great. And then I'm going to walk away and grin. And I used to do it with my kids and other friends and say, watch, that person's going to fail. That person will be bankrupt in a couple of years. And it would happen. And you're about to see that with everybody because they have no concept because they're looking at the numbers of the stock market. Stock market go up. I'm rich. Nah, you feel rich. Take your money. And I used to do that with people too. Take your money out. Well, that's not how it works. Yeah, that is how it works. You think you're smart, you think you're rich, take your money out and go spend it. Oh, that's for my nest egg. I've seen so many people lose their nest eggs, it's insane. And this one's going to be a doozy. You know, I really do hope silver crashes down. I'm afraid it's not going to. And that might tick a bunch of people off. But when you understand the fundamentals of something, you're begging for a discount. That's what Warren Buffett does. He's just waiting. He's like, and that's what he's even said it in all of his quarterly earnings reports. Like, I'm just waiting to deploy capital. I'm not going to play at these levels. There's no deals at these levels. We're going to come crashing down. And I watch the commentators on the news media, the financial ones, they're complete fools. I remember someone talking about, I want to say it was Steve Lees. Nah, it's not Steve. It was somebody on CNBC talking about Buffett's cash hoard. And he goes, well, don't you think it's because someone's like, well, he doesn't want to have any stocks or a ton of exposure in the stock market because things are bad. And this one guy comes on and goes, well, don't you think that's actually because he's just waiting? It's not that he's expecting a crash. He's just expecting like better value in the future. And the guy looks at him like, yeah, that's because things are going to go down in value or crash. But the commentator couldn't even just get it out of his mouth. Honestly, I can't tell sometimes between a straight liar and a fool. That's where we're at. Somebody that actually knows what's going on and going, that ain't happening. No, we're not robbing you. We're not destroying the economy on purpose. We're not planning on making all of you guys renters. Between a guy that goes, no, things are great. This is great. This is awesome. Because we have so many talking heads and complete morons. I mean, just check this out. Have you ever heard of someone called AOC? Now, type five, if you think this person has got to be the biggest moron in the world. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't feel sorry for her at all because a fool stumbles over themselves and their own folly. They're complete tools. They can't listen to reason. They don't want to listen to reason. And with someone like AOC, you give her a little bit of a platform. Oh gosh, we're going to have a detonation in our nation. And it's so scary to me because and do me a favor. I'm just throwing this out there. If you are under the age of 40, type your age down below too. And this is why I say it, because I need, and I want so badly to attract people that are younger in their 20s and their 30s right now, because they're so vulnerable to a mental attack on our government right now. Being told everything's fine, you could vote prosperity this way and stuff. And it's important that younger people are sitting there and going, no, this isn't right. I want to raise a family. I want to be a good-hearted American or a human being. And this isn't right. I'm trying to figure out how to attract those kind of people. When I say kind, I'm talking about age, because we have to help the younger population. If we don't, we're screwed. We are screwed. And I'm trying desperately to figure that out because, you know, no one at my fire station wanted, as a matter of fact, by the time I left, they're like, good riddance. It bugs them because inside they know that I'm right. And I want to help the world. Yesterday, I ran into, you know, going around doing my daily errands and stuff I have to do. I ran into four people that watch the channel four separate times. And I'm not kidding when I say I love meeting you. I love meeting you. You are the reason why I'm here. I always want to spend some time chatting, talking to people. Every single person I've met that watches this channel is amazing. Regardless of your income, your lifestyle, you think so different. You are the people that I want to be in the foxhole with. This crash that is well underway is going to be no fun if there's not a million of us doing it, getting ready for it, and then helping people, helping educate people, helping people get back on their feet financially. My goal is to watch a million people worldwide go from debtors, not joking, to lenders. I'm going to turn the tables, metaphorically speaking, on the money changers. And how we do that is we turn debtors into lenders. I truly, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, believe this is possible. If you believe that's possible, give me a thumbs up emoji. And I say that because I want other people that don't believe in this plan to go down underneath and go, look at all these people. They believe it. And if enough people believe in it and start pushing towards it, we're going to get it done. Nations are walking away from the dollar. The BRICS are dumping treasuries. We can no longer export inflation. The Federal Reserve knows the time is near, and this is the most important presidential election ever, I believe, in the history of our country. I'm not joking. We have pure evil running this country right now. Keep preparing. Keep your head up and smile when you run into the fools. The Economic Ninja is out.